The production of the Gospel according to Paul, slide detail. During the Gospel according to Paul, a series of 54 slides are projected by the character Paul Keating in a tongue-in-cheek presentation of an old-fashioned slide night. They are mostly black and white. Many are blurry and overexposed. Some are professional portraits, others are candid shots. Some are mid-shots, others are taken from quite far away and the detail is indistinct. The content ranges from places in Paul's childhood in Bankstown in Western Sydney in 1940s through to people in his political life in Australian federal politics up until the 1990s. Some slides remain on the screen for a minute or two, while others are only briefly flashed onto the screen. Often the screen goes blank in between. Paul refers to all but the second slide, which he skips over immediately to get to the third. Slide 1. Bankstown, 44. A faded photo of streetscape featuring an ornate two-story shopfront. Slide 2. This slide is skipped over. We can assume it's also of Bankstown, but we don't know because he skips it before the scene is evident. It's an indistinct shot of houses taken from moderately high point. Slide 3. Keating family home. An indistinct photo of a small double-fronted fibro house fronted by a porch at the front door and a white wooden fence in the foreground. Slide 4. Keating's Uncle Bill. A formal portrait of a young man with dark hair wearing an army uniform and slouch hat looking into the camera. Slide 5. De La Salle College. An overexposed photo of the college with statue of St. John the Baptist in the foreground. The bell tower and part of the building can be seen in the background. Slide 6. Matthew Keating, father. An informal photo of a young man in his 30s in a three-piece woolen suit with tie and high collar. Slide 7. Band Hall at Bankstown. An elevated view of a white, single-story, plain, long building with pitched roof and three chimneys. Slide 8. Ilse Conrad's. A candid photo of a smiling young woman with a pointy chin and short, wet hair. She looks into the camera. Slide 9. Bankstown Pool. A faraway, indistinct view of an outdoor Olympic-sized pool with fence around, hills behind, and a small white pavilion on the left. Slide 10. Minnie Keating, mother. A mid-shot of a young woman with wavy, dark hair wearing a flat cloth hat and jacket over a white blouse. Slide 11. Keating, grandmother. A slightly overexposed mid-shot of an older woman wearing a brimmed hat, dressed in white clothes. She's standing, smiling at a baby about 8 months old, resting on her hip. Slide 12. Blurry, upside-down school group. Three rows of young boys aged about 13 years. The photo's been inserted upside down into the slide carousel. Slide 13. The old QVB building, part of an edifice of a large, stately building with ornate windows and pillars. Slide 19. Sir John Bunting, a professional portrait of a man with a square face, short, slicked-down hair parted on one side and a prominent nose, wearing suit and tie. Slide 15. Public servants group in a bar, indistinct photo of a group of people in a bar. Slide 16. Jack Lang. Informal profile photo of older man in grey suit and tie with receding hairline and comb over, thick greying moustache, lighting up a pipe. Slide 17. Jack Lang. An indistinct photo of Jack Lang sitting at a desk looking straight at us, a book open on the desk which is covered with papers, pens and a candlestick rotary dial telephone. In the background is a clock on a mantelpiece. Slide 18. Austin Healey 106 car. Two-door, low sports car convertible, a sleek long hood, rounded headlights, dark paintwork with chrome trim. Slide 19. The Ramrods. An indistinct shot of two young men standing close, one in front of the other, in dark jackets, white shirts and short hair, playing electric guitars. Slide 20. Bee Gees. A faded, indistinct photo of two young men facing us, singing into a mic on a stand. One has one arm raised. A guitarist stands in the background. Slide 21. Tom Jones. mid-shot portrait of a man in his 20s with thick, short, dark curly hair singing into a mic. He wears a black dinner jacket over a white shirt. Slide 22. Harold Holt, smiling. A mid-shot of an older man with fair complexion. His hair is obscured by a mask and snorkel pushed back on his head. He's wearing a wetsuit and holding a fish by its fins. Slide 23. E-Type Jag, classic sports car. Slide 24, JFK campaign poster. The poster includes a publicity portrait of a smiling John Kennedy in the center with Kennedy for President above and Leadership for the 60s below. Slide 25, Keating's bus. Side view of a white 1960s bus parked on a slight incline with indistinct writing on the side. A young man with dark hair in a suit and tie, jacket but unbuttoned, stands next to the front wheel. Slide 26. Hotel Currajong. A faraway view of a series of two-story buildings. A curved driveway leads up to a large undercover entrance. Slide 27. Old Parliament House. An overexposed shot of a two-story wide white building with regular spaced windows on both floors. A grassy open field in the foreground. Slide 28. Rann and colleagues. A diagonal line of four smiling men of varying ages in suits and ties. Slide 29. Lionel Bowen, a candid mid-shot of a man with broad shoulders in dark suit and tie with fair hair and complexion and a receding hairline. Slide 30. Rex Connor, a candid shot of a seated older man with greying, receding hair. He's in white shirt, dark tie and trouser braces, looking down and pointing to something unseen. Slide 31. Gough Whitlam, a candid mid-shot of man with thick, wind-blown fair hair, dark arched eyebrows and square jaw, wearing a fitted t-shirt with "It's Time" in large letters on the front. Slide 32. Gough and Lance Barnard. Two suited middle-aged men sitting in discussion, each holding notebooks. Slide 33. Jim Cairns, an informal portrait of a middle-aged man with fair complexion and fair hair brushed back neatly. He gazes to his left. Slide 34. Sir John Kerr, a candid headshot of older man wearing a top hat and formal attire in an outdoor setting. He has heavy-set features, white wavy hair and a grim expression. Slide 35. Jack McEwan. A mid-shot of a tall, gaunt, suited man with a receding hairline. He's standing outdoors, speaking into a mic held in front of his face by someone else. Slide 36. Doug Anthony. A publicity portrait of a smiling man with fair complexion and light smiling eyes. Fair hair brushed neatly to one side. He wears a suit and tie. Slide 37. Reg Withers. A publicity portrait of a smiling man in thick, dark hair brushed back. He wears a suit and tie. Slide 38. A snapshot of Australian actor Gary MacDonald in character as Norman Gunston, a reedy, pale man with slicked down hair. He has tissue bits stuck to his face and grins broadly at us. Further back and to his left is Gough Whitlam, wearing a suit and broad smile. Gough waves to an unseen crowd. Slide 39. A faded image of Paul and Gough standing together. Paul is using a megaphone while Gough adjusts his tie. Slide 40. Gough. An overexposed, indistinct, candid photo of Gough Whitlam on a raised platform speaking into a megaphone. He's looking out at an unseen crowd. Slide 41. Malcolm Fraser. An unsmiling publicity portrait of a middle-aged man with dark hair and eyes, straight nose and mouth. Slide 42. Bill Hayden. A candid, indistinct photo of Paul Keating and Bill Hayden walking together. Bill wears a safari suit. Slide 43. Bill. Portrait of a smiling middle-aged man standing in front of a bookcase crammed with books. He has fair hair, a fair complexion, dark eyes and light-framed glasses. He's wearing a dark suit and spotted tie. Slide 44. Hawk wearing Speedos. a three-quarter-length colour snapshot of an older man with thick grey hair and glasses, a fit tanned body and red Speedo bathers. The swimming costume leaves little to the imagination. Slide 45. Howard. A candid photo of a man in his 30s, seated, holding his hands close together in front of him. He has dark-rimmed glasses and dark, receding hair. Slide 46. John Stone. Publicity photo of older man with receding hairline, dark eyes, dark-rimmed glasses, fair complexion and a straight, closed mouth. Slide 47. Hawke's Cabinet. An informal and indistinct snapshot of Bob Hawke's cabinet ministers standing on a wide set of stairs, white men in suits and ties with one dark-haired woman in the middle. Slide 48. Hawke. An action mid-shot photo of Bob Hawke in motion playing cricket. He's in cricket whites. His body is twisted with the bat over his left shoulder and his head is thrown awkwardly backwards. Slide 49. Peacock. A blurry mid-shot of two middle-aged men in suits smiling, looking right to someone unseen. The man on the left is fair, while the man on the right is shorter with dark comb-over, eyeglasses and dark, slightly wild eyebrows. Slide 50. Kelty. Bill Kelty, an earnest-looking man with a chubby, round face, high forehead and a full head of curly white hair, looks straight down the lens of the camera. Slide 51. Slide of a grim-faced Bob. A grim-faced Bob Hawke in dark suit and jacket and tie, arms folded. Slide 52. Hewson. A smiling publicity portrait of a man in his late 30s with dark hair, notably receding. He has fair eyes and complexion, wearing a dark suit and striped tie. Slide 53. Keating Redfern. An indistinct shot from far away of a man on a raised outdoor stage standing at a lectern talking into a microphone. Back view of some people milling around in the foreground. Slide 54. Howard. A mid-shot of John and Jeanette Howard standing together smiling broadly. He is waving. Jeanette wears a white jacket with lapels. John is bald on top with tufted grey hair at the sides, wearing glasses, suit and tie. Several people are huddled behind them applauding.